Okay, License to Wed may be a lethal dose of treacle, but at least it doesn't rely on short people jokes for its tortured slapstick. Many movies have relied on actors short in stature for a few yucks, and that's a sore subject for a group called the Little People of America. They met this week in Seattle to celebrate their 50th anniversary. Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
Billy Barty is a total rock star on this evening. He's not even here. He's dead. But he was the founder of Little People of America. So every speaker has to drop in a little, like Billy Barty always said. It's funny, Barty's sort of an unlikely hero for an organization that advocates for mainstream acceptance of dwarfs. He made a career playing mostly gag roles in films and acting as a sort of mascot in musical comedy acts. Jim Kay, LPA historian, says that's how a lot of dwarfs got by in the 1950s.
In Los Angeles at that time, there was a large component of dwarfs who were in the entertainment industry. They had socials, picnics, and that sort of thing. And that was a common way for people to meet.
In fact, playing gag roles and mythical creatures was one of the only ways for people of short stature to meet. Barty wanted to change that. So he put on the first LPA conference in Reno, Nevada.
I vaguely remembered in 57 hearing over the news about Billy Barty.
This is Carol Larson. She's sitting at tonight's 50th anniversary beaming. Everything tonight is
fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Carol was 18 when Barty and his friends gathered in Reno.
I didn't think it had anything to do with me.
Because at that time, Carol didn't know she was a dwarf.
Well, I figured I was just short, because I had never really seen any short stature people except on television.
And on television, people of short stature were often portrayed as another species or circus freaks. Carol thought, I'm normal, I'm human, so I couldn't possibly be a dwarf. But Carol was diagnosed with dwarfism. She joined the LPA and discovered everyone was talking about this issue. How dwarfs were represented on the big screen. She says since then, it has always been the LPA's hardest advocacy issue. Just when you think you've made progress, another blockbuster movie comes out, or you read about something like the sport of dwarf tossing. It's pretty much what it sounds like. And when Carol talks about it, she gets as close to cursing as I believe Carol can get.
So I can't understand why anyone would willingly let themselves be strapped into a harness and thrown onto a mattress for, pardon my language, but a bunch of drunks in a bar.
The LPA got dwarf tossing banned. It also helped get the Americans with Disabilities Act passed, ATMs lowered, and increased funding for dwarfism research. All stuff they're celebrating tonight. But 50 years in, the organization created by a movie star says it's still struggling to get the movies to take its members seriously. There is, of course, at least one celebrated exception. TLC's reality TV show, Little People, Big World.
My name is Matt Rolla, and this is my wife, Amy.
We're little people.
And this is our story.
A lot of our neighbors don't watch that show.
Your neighbors watch that show?
Yeah, they just love it. I think they started watching it because they knew Don and I, and it was interesting to them.
Carol smiles and says, it's great. This way, my neighbors can get their staring done on TV with the Roloff family. That way, when they see us, she says, they're used to the idea that we're regular people. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.